أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا كلا نمد هؤلاء وهؤلاء من عطاء ربك وما كان عطاء ربك محظورا انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتقعد مذموما مخذولا صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 18 to 22 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about two mindsets, two groups of people that have two different mindsets, they have two different objectives and goals. One is Allah Ta'ala says, Man kana yuridu al-ajila. Those who desire, who intend this world, in other words, the world that we are living in, that is their objective, that is what they work for, that is their effort, and they have totally forgotten the akhirat. Akhirat is never their goal, akhirat is never in their minds. عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا Allah Ta'ala says, we will hasten for them in this world. In other words, whatever fruits of the efforts it be, they will get it in this world, but not everyone. Allah says, مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَن نُرِيدُ Whatever we desire, for whomsoever we desire. Allah will give whatever Allah wants, and Allah will give it to those whomever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants. So they did not have akhirat, and this is quite clearly the condition of a disbeliever, that he doesn't have akhirat in mind at all. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ And then we will ascertain for that person Jahannam يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, he will enter it condemned and rejected. The next group of people who have a different mindset, they have a different goal in this world. Allah had sent them here. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ That person who intends akhirah, his objective, his goal is akhirah. Even the objective is akhirat, we will have to live in this world. A person will have to earn. A person will have to support the subordinates. A person will have to eat. But whatever he does it for akhirat. In other words, his intention is akhirat. His intention is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That mindset is set. That goal is set for akhirat. Everything I do, I will do for my akhirah. In other words, for my good in the akhirah, the reward and success of the akhirah. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا He doesn't stop at the intention, but he makes the effort. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا He makes that intention, and then he endeavors, the endeavor of akhirat. So two people are working. One person is earning, and he forgot akhirat, he doesn't want akhirat, and he wants to earn in this world. There is no promise from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The other is doing the same task, he's doing the same work, but his endeavor is akhirat. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِن He is in the state of iman. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا Allah Ta'ala says that his endeavor will be appreciated, and that is by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, acknowledge, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reward that person. So one is intention, the other is effort, and the third is to do it in the state of iman. كُلَّن نُمِدُّ هَاُولَاءِ وَهَاُولَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكِ The beauty of it all is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we give, we grant these and those. The both groups we grant, min ata'i rabbik, from the ata', the grant of your Rabb. In other words, our rozi, our sustenance. Allah ta'ala says we grant both the groups. وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا and our عَطَاءُ the عَطَاءُ of your Rabb is not restricted, it is not confined. Allah تبارك وتعالى grants. انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. Look around you in this world. Allah Ta'ala is saying, look, and you will see that we had given virtue of some over others insofar as this dunya is concerned. Some Allah Ta'ala has given honor by way of governance. Some Allah Ta'ala has given honor by way of status. Some Allah has given wealth. Others Allah Ta'ala has given less. But we will see people insofar as material conditions are concerned, people will vary. People are in different darajat, they're in different ranks. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ And the akhirat is even greater in ranks. Like how you have in this world, you have ranks, you can see it. So as far as amal is concerned, the ranks of the akhirat will be different. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one daraja of Jannah to the other is like from this earth to the sky. In other words, so vast and so much different. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا It is greater in the darajat, in the ranks, and also in virtue. لَا تَجْعَلُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ And do not ascribe with Allah تبارك وتعالى any partner. فَتَقْعُدَ مَذْمُومًا مَخْذُولًا Then you will sit, rebuked, condemned, مَخْذُولًا Totally abandoned. There will be nobody for you in the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those that intend the akhirat and make an endeavor for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.